I will say my one and two with you today is Simin Shin Sadi Aleph and Shin Sadi Beis. If you remember, Simin Shin Pei began by telling us that there are a number of halachos that are relevant for an avel. We began with like the Isser Melacha, and then we spoke about the Isser of Rechitza, and the Yalas HaSandon, Tasha Shamita, etc., and Sheila Shalom, and Talmud Taira. We went through all of those Isserim, and now we're going to talk about an Isser called the Isser of Simcha, that an avel has an Isser not to be joyous. The Isser of Simcha ends up breaking down in different zmanim of avelos. Most often, when we're speaking about the dinim and these simanim, we're primarily discussing halachos of shloshim for sha'ar amakrofim and yud beis chodesh for avav ve'imo. The first halacha, however, in Simin Shin Sadi Aleph is a din that only applies toif shiva. The din is that because an avel is usher b'simcha, therefore lo yikach tinok b'cheko kol shiva shema yavu v'day spoke. Therefore, you're not allowed to hold a kid because you might come to laugh. You hold a kid, like you tickle the kid like gets all happy, right? So you might start to laugh. You might come the day spike, and that's why it's usher. Obviously, this usher is only toch shiva. It's interesting that the lashon of the Gemara on Chavavim and Beis is that Shama Yavai Lidei Spike Venimsa Miskana Al Habrios? Right? That the Lashon is Shama Yavai Spike and you'd be Miskana Al Habrios. In other words, that people are going to like look at you, they're going to say, what type of Avel are you? It's going to be like insulting. Like, what type of Avel are you if you're laughing around? It's Miskana Al Habrios. For some reason, the Rambam at the end of Parakeh, by the way, Parakeh is dealing with Dinim of Shiva, as opposed to like Perikhes, which is dealing with Dinim of Shleishim, etc. So the Rambam has this din only Shiva. The Rambam leaves out the din of, or the Lashon, the Gemara of Nimtza Misgana al Habrios. That's omitted from the Rambam. The Pashtus is that if you hold the din is Nimtza Misgana al Habrios, so what you're saying is that this halacha only applies when other people are around, no? And the Rabbeinu Chananel writes on Akamar and Chofov on the base that the Isser of holding a kid is only when other people are around, because in that situation you might be Miskana Alabrias. People are going to look at you like, what type of other is this guy? But according to the way the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote the din, it has nothing to do with Nimtza Miskana Alabrias. It's just Shema Yavo Lidei Spike. And apparently Spike is some sort of quasi Simcha. Right, spike, laughter, is, I'd say, simcha in the miniature way. That means that it's not going to be so much simcha to be usher toch shloshim, but it's a little bit of simcha, so therefore it's usher toch shiva. But because I'm ma'aseh, the way we have the gear, so if you want, there's another outlet over here, you could, right? But the way we have the isser, that it's a din of Shema Yavri Yodei Spike alone. It doesn't say Nimsa Miskan al Habrios. What that would mean is that the Isser should apply even if no one else is around. Meaning that you shouldn't play with your kid during Shiva, even if nobody else happens to be there. I don't understand why Chacham Avadia Yosef in the Chazon Avadia paskins like the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Isser is only b'fnei acherim, when l'chaora this is when l'chaora this din is not true according to the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. The Achrayim are all makel that you're allowed to hold a kid during Shiva if the kid is like crying, fussy, upset. The kid has got a guin. No, Badi Ashulchan Sifkatim Gimel quotes this. It's accepted by all the Achronim. The Hezbar Hadavar seems to be that all Isurim Derabbanan are relaxed. The Makom Miktas Choli. No, it says in Yerideya Kuf Nun Zayin. No, that all Isurim Derabbanan, we relax the makom mixas holy. So that seems to be the pashtus.
According to Willie, any baby is
According to Rabbi Willig, any baby is a mixas koli, so therefore this then seems to be very shver according to Rabbi Willig. I happen to think that Rabbi Willig's kula and hilchos nid, I think we spoke about hilchos nid this year, it only makes sense to me if it's because the baby is sick. The baby, not sick, the baby is fussy, etc. Rabbi Willig seems to be more makel. I think this din is befavorish against that. Absolutely, I agree with you. There are some, however, who taina that when it comes to hilchos avelos, maybe we're not makel on all isurim to rabbanon b'makom choli. If you remember in Simin Shin Pei, when we spoke about the isur malacha, so there is a discussion in the Achronim about whether the Isser Malacha applies to a doctor. And the Achronim are makel that a doctor is allowed to do Malacha during Avelos, at least after Gimel Yamim. The doctor could do Malacha because it's considered Davar HaAved. Right? Davar HaAved, meaning that if I don't heal you, you might get sicker. And lo min hakol adam zoche lehisrapels. So it might be a davar ha'avi, that's what we're makel. Why don't I say that I'm makel? Because the maka mikzas chayli, the entire din doesn't apply. So the Bade HaShulchan is actually bothered by this kasha. In Simin Shinpei Se'ifei, on that din of a rofe that the Achronim talk about over there, it's on page Kuf Mem Gimel, in the Bade HaShulchan, he works very hard. You might get the impression that we don't give the kula of miktsas choli during Avelos. Again, Shulchan Aruch and Kufnan Zion sounds like it applies, but the fact that they don't say it there by the Rofe, and no one in the classical poskim says it over here by the Tinok, so perhaps the din is that we don't give the kula of miktsas choli during Avelos, that for some reason Avelos is different than other dinim. Because this Isser of Simcha during Shiva is more intense than the Isser of Simcha at other times, so that's why when the Avel makes Havdalah, he should not say the Psukim of Simcha. Hineki Yoshuasi, etc. Those are considered Psukim of Simcha. This is all found here in the Pisvei Tshuva, Se'if Katin Aleph. It's a little bit of a discussion about, we spoke about this briefly, about Kiddush Levana. That's not really an Inyan Simcha, but I think because he's talking about like Psukim, etc. So that's why the Pisvei Tshuva gets into the question of Kiddush Levana. Throughout Simin Shin Sadi Aleph, there is a running machlokes between the Shach and the Taz as follows. Ordinarily, it's assumed that the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh by Aviv V'Imo are the same as the dinim of Shleishim by Sha'ar Krovim. Right? When one is an Avelos for a parent, there's Avelos of 12 months. One is Avelos for Sha'ar Krovim, the Avelos is for 30 days. And L'cha'ira, the dinim should be the same. Shulchan Aruch writes that there's an Isser to be Nichnas L'Beis HaMishteh for Shleishim Yom, by Ove V'Imo for Yud Beis Chodesh. We'll have to define the terms in a couple of minutes, what Beis HaMishteh is, etc. But there's an Isser, Shulchan Aruch writes, is an Isser to enter Beis HaMishteh for Shleishim Yom by Ove V'Imo for Yud Beis Chodesh. This comes from a Gemara in Chaf Aleph. But the Lashon HaGemara is that the Isser is to enter a Beis HaSimcha, not a Beis HaMishteh. Right? That is a point I want to get back to in a few minutes. But the point is, Ove V'Imo, you can't, let's say, go to a wedding 12 months. Everybody else, other relatives in Yud Avelos, the din is for 30 days. Certain types of chasanas were makel. The Ramah begins by saying, if you have a chaburas mitzvah, like your masi yasom v'yisoma l'shem shamayim, apparently we're like trying to figure out why you're doing it. If you're doing it only because you want to come across as being a baal chesed, then it doesn't apply. If your masi yasom v'yisoma L'shem Shemayim, and you don't eat at that chasana, so then yisbato hamaisa, then it's mutar la'achar lamed. That's what it says in the Rama. By Yosem and Yosoma, we're meko la'achar lamed. Now, what does that mean? The pashtus is that we're talking about Yosem and Yosoma when someone is an avel al other ve'imai. And then, ordinarily, you have the iser of nichnas l'beis hamishter l'beis hasimcha for all yud beis chaydash. But by other ve'ima, we're mekol la'achar lamed. That's the pashtus. If that's the case, so then yesh ladon, what would be the halacha by avelos of sha'ar krovim? What would be the halacha in that case by masi yasam and yasoma? Do I say that if I'm mekol by other ve'ima la'achar lamed, that means that the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh are relaxed by Ovi V'imai. By La'achar Lamed, by Ovi V'imai, it's a din of Yud Beis Chodesh. If I relax that, so then I treat it like it's Shleishim. If it's like Shleishim, so then what? So by Sha'ar Avelim, do I say that it's going to be Usur or Shleishim? Or do I say that by Yud Beis Chodesh, that the Yud Beis Chodesh is considered like the Shleishim by Sha'ar Aveilim, and the Mele, if I'm Mekel on other Ve'imo after Shloshim, that means I should be Mekel on Sha'ar Krovim after Shiva. Okay, let me say this a little more clearly. It says I'm Mekel after Shloshim. What does that mean? The Pashtus is, we're not talking about Sha'ar Krovim after Shloshim, because Sha'ar Krovim, everything is Mutar after Shloshim. Elamai, I'm talking about Ovi V'imo. That means that by Ovi V'imo, I'm Meiko to be Masi Yasum Yisoma after Shloshim. Right? That's the Pashtus. So what would be the din by Sha'ar Krovim? It could be that by Sha'ar Krovim, it's going to be Usur. Alternatively, I could say, whoa. By Ovi V'imo after Shloshim, right, is the Chor the same as Tok Shloshim by anybody else? And if by other V'ima Mekol La'achar Shloshim, so that means that by anybody else I'm going to be Mekol La'achar Shiva. But this is a machlokas between the Shach and the Bach. The Bach says that Lamaisa, we are Mekel after Shiva. The Shach says, in other words, by Sha'ar Krovim, we're Mekel after Shiva to be Masi Yasum and Yisoma. The Shach says that I'm only Mekel by Sha'ar Krovim after Shloshim. Meaning, according to the Shach, what I have is a situation that I am saying that Aviv the Imai is going to have a kula after Shloshim, even though it's Dino Kishloshim, we're more Mekel by Aviv the Imai than we would be by Sha'ar Krovim, and by Sha'ar Krovim, the entire Shloshim is Usur. That's why the Shach says it. The Bach says, no, by Aviv the Imai, a Mekel Achar Shloshim. Achar Shloshim by Ovi V'imo is like Toch Shloshim by anybody else. That means, according to the Bach, a Mekel Achar Zayin Toch Shloshim by everybody else. The same Achlokis between the Shach and the Bach comes up in Se'if Gimel, where the Rama writes that Ovel can make the Brachis Tachas HaChuppah in Shul, and the Avel can be like the Shushvin, could walk someone down the aisle and wear Big Day Shabbos in that situation. But that's true only La'achar Lamed, making the Brachas, walking the Chosin Kala down the aisle, wearing Big Day Shabbos, that's Mutar only Achar Shleishim. The same Achlokas between the Shach and the Bach appears also. The Taz happens to be Ofar Blonjet in his gear cells over here. The Taz in Sifkat in Dalet seems to quote the Bach in Sifkat in Gimel. He doesn't quote the Shver. It should be the same conversation. They're also walking down the aisle, according to the Bach. Someone who's an avelos, let's say for a sibling, is allowed to walk a relative down the aisle after Shiva. But according to the Shach, it's only mutter after Shleishim by Sh'ar Kreivim. Meaning to say, the Shach is saying that I have a situation where it's Aser Kol Shleishim by Sh'ar Avelim, and by other V'imo, it's the same, that it's Aser Kol Shloshim. And although by other V'imo, usually after Shloshim is the same as Sh'ar Kreivim Tai Shloshim, in this case, I have a kula by other V'imai, which I don't have by Sh'ar Kreivim. That's basically what emerges according to the Shach. This issue is addressed in the Nekudas HaKesef. He deals with the Lashon of the Rishonim, with the Ra'ivit, etc. There are Rishonim who were Megol, even Taich Lamed by Sh'ar Kreivim. Says the Nekudas HaKesef that those Rishonim are only Megol Rechitza Taich Lamed, because Me'ikar Hadin, Rechitza is Mutter after Shiva, and it's just a minhag not to have Rechitza after Shiva. Comes along the Reb Kiva Eger and the Dogomei Revava, and they say, I don't understand this whole conversation. Because let's go back to the beginning of Se'if Beis. There's a din of Se'udas Mireyos, or Simchas Mireyos. The Pnei Baruch writes, we have no idea what this is. There are certain meals, Se'udas Mireyos. Sometimes there's Se'udas Mireyos that you chayev ofroya. Sometimes it's Se'udas Mireyos that you're not chayev ofroya. If it's a Se'udas Mireyos that you chayev ofroya, so then, by Sha'ar Kreivim, it's going to be Mutter right after Shiva. But by Oviv the Imai, it's Usur throughout Yud Beis Chodesh. So what I see from that din is that I do not make this comparison that Yud Beis Chodesh by Oviv the Imai has the same dinim of Toch Shloshim by Sha'ar Kreivim. So says the Dogomei Revava and Reb Kiva Eger, you see from this halacha by Se'udas Mireyos that we don't make this comparison. If I don't make this comparison, then l'cha'ora, that could mean that the Shach is correct. The Bach is wrong. Some of the Achronim, however, say a different fart over here, which I think explains this somewhat better. Why is it that there is a din of Yud Beis Kodesh by Oviv the Imo, and by Sh'ar Kreivim, there's a din only of Shloshim? So we pointed out that the Chochma Sodom was quoted in the Piskei Tshuva way back when, in the Dinim of Mechila, that there's a special halach of Kibbut Ava'im, and that's what's Mechai of Yud Beis Kodesh. If that's the case, so then sometimes by Kibbut Ava'im, I have a halacha called Mechila. A parent can be Meichel in the Kibbut Ava'im, right? We spoke about how a parent could say, I don't want you to prava Yud Beis Chodesh for me. Parent could be Meichel. Sometimes there's implied Mechila also. The implied Mechila might be that we know that the parent would say, listen, it's a situation being Masi Yasim and Yasoma. I'm Meichel on the Kibbut Ava'im. I'm Meichel on the Yud Beis Chodesh. Me, didn't regular Avelos, the regular Avelos still applies. Shloshim still applies. But I'm going to be make on the Yud Beis Chodesh because I know the parent would be Mochel on the Yud Beis Chodesh because, right, it's being Masi Yasim and Yasoma. The parent would be Mochel. I know the parent would be Mochel on walking someone down the aisle. I know the parent would be mochel on making a bracha under the chuppah. But it could be that the cheshbin is that the reason why we are saying that it's mutter after Yud Beis, it's mutter after Shleishim, Toich Yud Beis Chodesh, it's mutter lahasi yosim in yisoma. The reason for that din is because you know the parent is mochel. But when it comes to sudas mireus, so you don't know that the parent is mochel. Lahasi yosim in yisoma, to walk someone down the aisle, that's a gevaldik mitzvah. So that's why they would be mako. I do not have my watch with me. Oh, actually, I have my phone. So occasionally, I just push my phone to kind of know what time it is. So it could be that this is a special din out to the dinim of Mechila, and that could explain it. Bekitra ma'ase, although there is ample room to defend the shach, that the Shach says that by Sha'ar Kravim, you can be, by Sha'ar Kravim, you have to be Machmir, that all Shloshim day, all Shloshim, you should not be Masi Yosem Soma, just like other V'imo. We're saying in this respect that they're the same, like the Shach says, not like the Bach, that they are different. Although there's ample room to defend the Shach, we answered the Dogam Rav's Kash on the Shach, but nonetheless, the Bali HaShulchan in Sif Kotin Yud Tes paskins that you can be Mekol after Shiva against the Shach. It's a very funny Bali HaShulchan. He says the Pashtus in the Ramah is like the Shach. He defended the Shach in the Be'urim on page 284. Nonetheless, he says that it's Mutter Achar Shiva, or b'makom hatzorach, if mekel after Shiva, like the Bach, not like the Shach. Okay, these are those dinim. Now, once we're saying that the din of Yud Beis Chodesh is only for Kibur Ave'im, so and we're speaking about going to Simchas, that's what Simchas Shin Sadi Aleph is about. What about going to a shul dinner? So for most people, going to a shul dinner is the least simchadik thing on the planet. Am I right? People hate shul dinners. But the following case is a case that Moshe Feinstein deals with in the Tshuva. A husband wants his wife to come with him to the shul dinner. He doesn't want to be alone. She's an avelos. Is she allowed to go? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has the following cheshbin. He says, if she's pash leishim, she's teichil beis chodesh, so the din is only that she pravas avelos mitin kibar aveim. But a wife's obligation of kibbut to the spouse is a greater chiyuv than the din of kibbut afa'im that she has, no? Memela, Rav Moshe is mekel that she can go to the shul dinner.
Is that the shul dinner or any party?
In the case is about shul dinner, any party,
l'chora. But not
the
reverse, though.
What?
Husband can't go, his wife wants to go.
So a husband should not go, her husband doesn't have the chiyuv of kibbut to his wife, right? Or certainly not more than the chiyuv of kibud ava'im. But the wife has a greater chiyuv of kibud to the husband than the chiyuv of kibud ava'im. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, you can go to a shul dinner, presumably you can go to other simchas, even though she's an avelos. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe in that tshuva does not distinguish between going and not eating and going and eating. The poskim throughout the siman often distinguish between going to an event and not eating versus going and eating. I see this in the Taz Sifkotin Dalet. When it comes to walking the chasen and kala down the aisle, which are megal after shleishim, so the Taz writes, yeah, you could walk him down the aisle, but you shouldn't eat. Eating is considered worse than just going and not eating. The cheshbon for this is probably as follows, and this relates to the point that we made before. The Lashon HaGemara on Chaf Aleph on the Beis is that Ove al Kol Shloshim, you don't go to Beis HaSimcha. By Ove V'imo, you don't go to Beis HaSimcha for Yud Beis Chodesh. In the parallel source in the Ove al Rabasi, in the Maseches Machos, It says Beis HaMishteh, not Beis HaSimcha. For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch uses the Lashon of the Avei Rabosi of Beis HaMishteh rather than the Lashon of the Gemara, Beis HaSimcha. The Lashon HaYerushalmi is that there's a din of Sebuda. Now, if you would have asked Schwartz, Schwartz would have said that these are all the same thing, just different words, different texts, right? Use different words to explain the same idea. That's what I would have said. But the Gesher HaChaim, in Perek Chof Aleph, where he deals with the Inyanim of Simcha, so the Gesher HaChaim writes, in his opinion, there are three different categories. Beis HaSimcha means going to a wedding hall. A wedding hall is a place where they are dancing, where there is mizmutei chasen and kala, like the Lashon of the Poskim. That's a wedding hall. Beis HaMishteh is going to the se'uda of a wedding. Se'uda means a se'uda that involves some sort of simcha, but not a wedding se'uda, a bar mitzvah, a siyum mesechta, that's discussed in Goyim Maharsha. The question about a bris milah is that there is a contradiction. On the one hand, bris milah seems to be simcha. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed uses the pasuk sas anochel imrasecha kemotzei shalom rav to show that there is simcha by milah. On the other hand, by milah, I have the conflicting approach that because it's tzara de yanuka, right, the baby's in pain, that's why the Achrayim say, I don't say shas simcha b'ma'uno by milah. I say shas simcha b'ma'uno when I start zimun by sheva brachas. But I don't say shas simcha b'ma'uno by milah because it's tzara de yanuka. Some of the Rishayim say, the reason why Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim, unless you're grunics, we don't make a shechiyanu at a milah, is because it's a mitzvah that involves pain. It's tzara de yanuka. Mitzvahs that involve pain, we don't make a shechiyanu. That's why we don't make a shechiyanu on beer chametz, because there is pain when I lose my money. I have to burn my chametz. This is tutvei abyssal, no? So milah is an interesting mitzvah. There's simcha, but there's also the tsar that takes away from the simcha. The Rambam discusses the status of lecho b'seudas nisuin bris milah im hashamashim, that you're going to eat by a wedding, but you're not going to eat in the makayim, in the Beis HaMishteh. You're not going to eat where the music is going on. You're going to eat like with the waiters, or you're going to eat at a bris milah or pidyon haben, etc. That is a din of seuda. So the Kitzur Masa, there are three different terms that are used. The Gesher HaChaim assumes that these three terms are all different. Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishteh, and Seuda. Mimela, if there are three different terms, so therefore, the Gesher HaChaim and Rav Moshe Feinstein and most poskim say that there is a chumrah of eating above and beyond just attending. So sometimes they're going to say, you can go, make the brachas by a chasana, don't eat. Right? That's the pshat in the taz and sifkat and dalet. Because eating is worse. Eating is beis HaMishteh. Right? That's the pshat in this taz. Now, based on this, so Reb Fivel Cohen tainas that he doesn't understand why Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe himself, in other places that we'll talk about in a minute, Rav Moshe himself distinguishes between going to the party and eating, that eating is worse. Nonetheless, when the wife is asked by her husband to come to the shul dinner, Rav Moshe doesn't say, go and don't eat. If Vivo leaves at Betzarech Iyun, maybe you should just go and not eat. Now it happens that by Masi Yosem V'Yisoma, we're Mako on eating also. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, no? Im lo yochal sham, mutar, right? You're allowed to eat. Why am I allowed to eat? Isn't it strange? L'chayim masi yosem v'yaseima means I'm necessary to make the wedding. I'm marrying off a Yasum and Yasayma. So what's the heter to eat? Is the Yasum and Yasayma, are they going to be hurt if I don't eat? Is that the pshat? Okay, they want me there. I could argue that they want me there and it means something to them that I dance with them. But are they going to notice if I'm at the chasana and I'm not eating the steak, or I'm not eating the fish, or I'm not eating the chicken? You have like three options. You know, is the chasana kala going to notice? For some reason, Shulchan Aruch says that by a chasana and kala, who's a yasim and yasima, you're allowed to eat. So Reb Chaim Kohen said, oh, the case is that it's going to hurt them. It'll scare them if you don't eat. I seem to think that that's very far-fetched. My understanding of these dinim is that you have to play the Rishon game, which means that there are a school of Rishonim who do not distinguish at all between eating and not eating. The Hagayis Ashri writes that if you're invited, they need you to make a minyan for a chasana. You're allowed to eat. That's what Hagayis Ashri says. The Pnei Baruch extends this idea that if I'm to be the Panim Chadashos at a Sheva Brachas, I'm allowed to eat. And Five-O jumps up and down, he spits wood and nickel. He says, what's a heter to eat? Panim Chadashos, who says you have to eat? No. It's a big discussion in the Achreinim. Can you be a Panim Chadashos and not eat? Right? Can I be part of a minyan at a chasana and not eat? They need a minyan there. Why do you have to eat? You get the impression, it seems to me, that the Hagos Ashri, who is Mekal, holds that I don't distinguish between what we would call Beis HaMishnah and Beis HaSimcha. That if it's mutter to be there, you could eat. This whole cheshbin that Rav Moshe has with Makam Acher, that we'll talk about in a minute, that eating is worse than just being there, that whole cheshbin, I think, is not muskam by all the Rishonim. Again, this is the way I put things together. I think the Hagos Ashri, the Badi HaShochan spends time on this on page 280, 281. I think the Hagos Ashri is not distinguishing at all between eating and not eating. That is the first point. Now, let's take a step back. Masi Yasim and Yasim. So you're allowed to go to the wedding and to eat, right? As long as it's after Shloshim, and there's a machleika shach and bach, is it mutter after Shiva by Sha'ar Kerubim? What's the kula? What's the kula masi yasim and yasayma? So there are two ways of saying it. Badi HaShulchan Sifkot and Tesvot speaks about this. It's a very important point. Some say that you're going to shter the simcha of the chasam and the kala. They'll be bothered. Right? I'm so close to this guy. If you don't show up at my wedding, don't bother me. So it enhances the simchas chasan kala, or even more than enhances, it doesn't take away from the simchas chasan kala. Others say that masa yasim yasim is a kula, because if you're not there, the whole wedding ain't going to happen. You're the guy who's paying for the caterer. You're the guy who's paying for the whole meal. If you're not there, the wedding ain't going to happen. There'll be nispatel legamre. These are the two approaches to masi yasim and yasoma. Is it going to shter, or is that the entire chasana won't happen? If the issue is that it's going to shter, so then I could extend the idea of masi yasim and yasoma to any close friend, potentially, or a sibling, or somebody else, right? Whoever, again, you have to estimate, you have to shots up what is, whose absence will really disturb the chasan and kala, but it's lav dafka din masi yasami yasayma. That's the truth of the Zera Emes.
Why should I say dafka?
The Yasim and Yasoma is a case, that's an example where your presence is really important, because it's ki'ilu, you're like the parent. And we'll talk about, I want to talk about the parents in a second. That's where I'm going. But according to the Zera MS, the Pshat is, Masa Yosem in Yosoma, is it will shter the Chosn and Kala. If you hold that Masa Yosem Yosoma, the Kula is that the whole wedding won't happen, so you cannot extend it at all. Oftentimes you have this Shaila, no? I'm in Avelos. Reuven's in Avelos. Is he allowed to go to a close friend's Chasana? Can you go to your cousin's wedding or something like that? The Zera MS says it's exactly the same as Masa Yosem Yosoma, which is after Shloshim, it's Mutter. Toch Shloshim, it's Aser. Lo Shna Sha'ar Krovim, Lo Shna Aviv V'Imo, it's going to be Mutter, like the Shach. That's the one the Zera MS. Mimela, the Zera MS writes, that even a parent, can a parent who's in Avelos, can only go to a kid's Chasana after Shloshim. That's the Zera Emes. Masa Yosem Yosem is it's going to shter me. Again, it's very hard to make a gavul how much shtering it will be. But the Zera Emes is saying shtering is only mutter after Shloshim. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva in Felek Beis Simon, I don't remember. The Baal HaShulchan talks about this on page 286. The Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Samach Tes. Rav Moshe writes that a parent can even go to a kid's chasana toch shiva. Now, this seems to be like against everything. What's the heter to go toch shiva? So Rav Moshe writes that for a parent not to be at a kid's chasana is mamash a davar ha'aved. How much money would a parent spend to go to a kid's chasana? Right? You'd break the bank. You're going to travel all the way from New Zealand, right, to go to a kid's wedding. So therefore, it's like a davar ha'aved, Rav Moshe says. And davar ha'aved were mekel, even ayadei atzmo, right? Usually davar ha'aved and Simin Shin Pei were mekel only ayadei acherim. Or make on davar aved even ayde atzmo in certain cases. Now the pashtus is then shin pesif. Hey, I'm only make on davar aved ayde atzmo after gimel yamim. Rav Moshe's kula of davar ha'aved lachaora should only apply after gimel yamim. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe sounds like even toch gimel yamim a parent could go to his kid's chasana. It seems to me that the cheshbin of Rav Moshe is as follows. The distinction between la'achar gimel yamim and toch gimel yamim is based on that it's efshar lasos hayudei acherim. Attending a kid's wedding is not efshar hayudei acherim, no? My kid wants me at the wedding. I can't say I'm going to send a shaliach to go to the wedding, right, instead of myself. I got to do it myself. So the pashtus, I think, is that Rav Moshe means that there's no distinction between la'achar gimel and toch gimel. And if there's a kula of davar ha'aved, la'achar gimel, ayde atzmo, there's going to be a kula of davar ha'aved by a kid's wedding, even toch gimel.
Would you be allowed to eat also?
So Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva, chelek beis simin kuf samach tes, that eating is a separate iser. So parents can go to the wedding, but they can't eat. That's Rav Moshe's cheshbon. He writes that parents can go to the wedding and do whatever is necessary not to shter the chasen and kala. They could dance with the chasen and kala. They could put on makeup, put on Shabbos clothing. But Rav Moshe says that they should not eat because eating is a separate iser, and apparently no one's going to notice if you don't eat. That is Rav Moshe's question. So let me tell you a story. When my mother was sitting Shiva for her brother, for my uncle Moshe. Okay, got it so far? So my mother's sitting Shiva, my uncle died. So son of my uncle's kids, my uncle has four children. His daughter Chani, the oldest, her oldest son Zevi was getting married while the mother Chani is sitting Shiva. So, what happened? So the Rav, who they consulted with, said that Chani should not go to her father's kfura in Eretz Yisrael, so that it would be la'achar gimel yamim, and therefore Chani walked Zevi down the aisle after gimel yamim. My cousin Nachum, who's one of the brothers, there are four kids, right? Nachum is one of the brothers. Nachum is the only brother, actually. So Nachum went to Eretz Yisrael to bury his father. So for Nachum, it was Toich Gimel Yamim, because he started at Velos later on, no? But for Chani, it was after Gimel Yamim. She walked her son down the aisle, etc. That's what they did, like the Psak of Rav Moshe. According to the Zera Emes, she would not be allowed to go, no? Now, Chani went to the wedding. Her sister, Aliza, also went to the wedding. Aliza at that time was single. She was very close to Zevi. And she felt that her absence would make a... would really, she felt that her presence at the wedding was very important, so she went. The third sister also went to the chasana. Nachum didn't. So Nachum and my mother were sitting Shiva during the wedding. And for my mother, it's her great nephew who's getting married. No, that's a little far-fetched. But my cousin walked her son down the aisle while she was in Shiva. I remember sitting at that chuppah, and like some guy behind me is like, oh, you see the Pesach of Rav Moshe is accepted. I'm like, come on. Yes, the Pesach of Rav Moshe is accepted. That's what's going on. Like, then they're walking down the aisle. You don't have to like make such a big deal about this. Adkan, so that's the basic story. But B'kitzar Ma'aseh, Rav Moshe has this kula of Davar Ha'aved. Whether Davar Ha'aved can be matir, the Isser of Simcha, is an interesting question. Rav Moshe feels it can be. I think the Olam, again, like these are the types of shayos you hope never come up, but I think the Olam does follow Rav Moshe, at least in the case of my cousins. They did. Ad Khan, that is that story. Now, Reb Kiva Eger paskins like this Hagos Ashri, that even to be one of the 10 people at the wedding is okay to help make a minyan. And based on that, the Pnei Baruch said, what's it called? Said that you could go to be a panim chadashos. The Badei HaShulchan says he doesn't understand why it should be mutter to eat in that case. No one seems to say that. It seems that that issue depends on whether eating is more chamor than other dinim. Another issue that we have to focus on in these sugyas of simcha is whether there's a difference between music and anything else, no? In cases when I am mekal on going to a wedding, Masi Yasim V'Yasayma, are you allowed to dance? So the Prisha is mekal, that by Masi Yasim and Yasoma, you're allowed to dance, meaning that the Isser Achila is more chamor than the Isser of music. That, I don't know exactly, I'm not sure. Because like, if we're right, if the Gesher HaChaim is right, there's a din of Beis HaMishta. Beis HaMishta means you eat. Beis HaSimcha means that there's music. Right? So those are two different yourselves. This issue is relevant, for example, though, in the olden days embroiderers. Embroiderers, the minig used to be that they would make the chuppah in the shul. Beshita. Beshita, they made the chuppah in the shul, and the Seuda was in Mount Sinai Jewish Center down the block. If there's a YouTube video of Samson Bechafer's wedding, where this is exactly what happened. By the way, it's klar in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to make a chuppah in the shul, no? That's the Ramon Seif Gimel. The Chassam Sofer, many Hungarians, came up with a chumra not to make a chuppah in shul because the church feels that marriage is a sacrament and has to be done in the church. The Reform felt that there's a chiyuv to get married only in the shul. So la'afuke from the Deos HaKozvos, that's why the Hungarians assered marriage in the shul. But the pashtus is, it's absolutely mutter to get married in the shul, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes people are nervous about this, no? Someone told me that they got a kula to get married in the Sephardic temple in Cedarhurst because it's conservative, so it's not a shul. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, you guys know the Sephardic temple? You know what I'm talking about, right? The pashtus is, you're allowed to get married in the shul. The Farish and the Ramah over here.
Probably worse to get married in a conservative shul than in the shul.
So it might be worse to get married in a conservative shul than the shul. Why? Because that's talking to the havdol.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the end of the sentence. Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, I think the pashtus is mutter to get married in the shul. At Khan, if you have a Hungarian chumra, so you don't do it, but it's preferish in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to get married. But the point is, Shulchan Aruch raises a situation that you're making the brachis in the shul, but going to the wedding, right down the street of Mount Sinai, that's going to be worse. Now, I remember when Rabbi Twersky was in Avelos, so he would go sometimes with Masada Kedushin. He would mamash, like, be hiding in the back. He would come in, just make his breakfast, and then run right out. That's the way he did it. Now, the pashtus is that's not 1,000,000% pashut, because we make our chasanas in wedding halls that the whole thing is considered a base hamishta, or the whole thing is a base hasimcha. The kula in Shulchan Aruch, the pashtus is, a birkas eris and nesuin in a chuppah in Beis HaKnesses, right? Which is like the old minig embroiders. It might be, if I'm a purist, like the Geshar HaChaim, there's a difference between Beis HaMishtah, Beis HaSimcha, and others, Lav Dafka is that mutter. Again, I think the minig is that the Rav, or the close, the person who's asking Masada Kedushin is obviously close enough to the chassan, so his absence, which they are the chassan, so minig is that you go to the wedding in general. Again, you have to really down on the situations. How close are you? It's very hard. It's very hard to make these judgment calls. The Chachmas Adam writes that he thinks music is more chamor than other things. And therefore, according to the Bach, that we're makel on, let's say, Sha'ar Kraven, to be Masi, Yasim, and Yasoma after Shiva, but you can't be there for the music. That's what the Chachmas Adam writes. He's assuming that there's a chumrah of music above other things. According to the Drisha, whenever we're makel on music as well. So these are some of the dinim of Simcha. The Pashtus is that the dinim of Simcha are attending a Simcha, etc. The Pashtus is there's no difference between Shabbos and other times, no? Shabbos, we don't do Avelos Befarhesya, but the Isra of Avelos Befarhesya are only those dinim of Avelos that are dinim of Shleishim. The Shaskin writing Shin Sadi Gimel, the Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh is no difference between Shabbos and anything else. So the Pashtus is that to go to Sheva Brachas, even on Shabbos, should be an issue. The Pashtus also is that just going to a regular meal is L'cha'ora not really an Isser. The din of Se'uda that we talked about over here is Se'uda to celebrate something. Let's say you have somebody and you're invited out for a meal during Avelos. Is there an Isser to go out to a meal? So Rabbi Willig always says that there's no chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch to be alone for a full year of Avelos. The dinim of Se'uda b'Pashtus, and Rabbi Simon uses this nusach also, is that Se'uda means you're going to rejoice for something, to celebrate something. So a birthday party is going to be worse than a regular Shabbos meal. A regular Shabbos meal is hachnasas arachem. Now, there might be a din of a super festive Shabbos meal. Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Chachmas Adam, and I did not find this, that if you have a very large meal, that's considered a real su'ud of simcha. What's considered very large? So Rav Shechter told me it depends on your community. I remember when I was the rabbi in Mount Sinai, so you have singles. Singles meals on the Shabbos, you have 20 people at a meal, no? Someone isn't at Beilus, are they allowed to go to a meal with like 20 people? Is that considered too simchadik? So Rav Shechter's nusach to me was that it depends on your community and their standards. But if it's a larger meal than you usually have, and it's like a very celebratory type of thing, then it's a problem. If it's like a standard meal in your community, then it's not a problem. It is really, really hard to be magdir some of these dinim. The dinim of simcha are very difficult. My inclination in general is to be machmir. I think that, first of all, I think that our community spends too much money on simchas, and it's better not to go sometimes. And to say, oh, I'm always so close and I have to go, not so close. It's like someone you sit next to them in shul. I mean, the pashtus is it's very hard. I would think that we should be machmir, that during the year of Abelos, again, unless the parent is mochel, you don't go to simchas. And that's it. I think that that's the pashtus, someone who you're genuinely very close to. And we could use the Zera Emes's understanding of Yosem and Yosoma, that it's, what's it called? That's because of Shter, so an after Shloshim is going to be Mekel. Toch Shloshim, it is really hard to be Mekel, even if it's going to Shter, like we spoke about Adkan. I tend to be very machmir on these things. I remember when I was out in Beis Knesset of North Woodmere a couple of months ago, so someone who was in Avelos was saying, oh, my Rav is so machmir, it tells me not to go to like simchas. Or yeah, I'm like, no, your Rav is not so machmir. I think that's like the normal pshat. It happens the Rav Beis Knesset of North Woodmere is actually a very big Talmud Chacham, as some of you know. I think that it's a very reasonable pshat. Okay. Does the Chevra have a few more minutes to go on? Let's talk about Shin Sadi Beis very briefly. There's a din that you're not allowed to get married Toch Shloshim. Now marriage means Nisuin. Even if there is no Seuda, you should not have Nisuin. Are you allowed to have Eris in Toch Shloshim? So it's Machlokes between the Rambam and everybody else. The Rambam says it's Mutter. The Rambam says it's mutter to get married, to have Erisin, even B'yayim Hamisa, as long as there's no Se'uda. The Ramban and Shah Rishonim argue on the Rambam. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that it's mutter to get married in the sense of Erisin, even during Shiva. Nisuin, you have to wait till after Shleishim. The Erisin is mutter even during Shiva, that's what the Mechaber. The Ramah paskins that even Erisin is Aser or Shloshim. Now, there's a few things that are worth focusing on over here. The Beis Yosef says, I paskin like the Rambam, that Erisin is Mutter, because Halachic Tevei Mekel Ba'avil. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Since the Rambam is Mekel, so Memela, we're Mekel like the Rambam, Halachic Tevei Mekel Ba'avil. The Darkei Moshe writes that we don't say halach kedavei mekel ba'avel over here because of the Darkei Moshe. The Rambam is the only Rishon who's mekel on Erisin. Nosaf al kach, all the Basroi argue on the Rambam, or the later Rishonim. So the Ramah is machmir adkan. For some reason, though, even though the Ramah is machmir here in Hilchas Avelos, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the Ramah writes that Erisin is mutter in Tisha B'Av, no? Because the Shema Yikadmenu Acher Berachamen, no? Maybe you want this girl, and somebody is mamash going to daven the longest Shemona Esrei, and he'll be zocha to her instead of you, no?
Shemi. And that's also the Rambam. Why?
The Rambam invokes that idea, but the Rambam is also saying that Erisin is not considered a full-fledged simcha. The Ramban and other Rishonim assume that Erisin is also considered simcha. Now, it happens that the Goyin has like a different take on Judaism. The Goyin assumes that this whole Isser This whole issue depends on two girsos in the Maseches Machos. Do I assume that Shloshim Yom Nesuin, or do I have a different girsa, Shloshim Yom La'erisin and Shloshim Yom Nesuin? That's what the Gaon has in the Likut and those hay. Now, ordinarily, by other V'imoy, we're Machmir or Yud Beis Chodesh. Yet for this halacha, we are Mekel that you can get married after Shloshim. Even Nesuin is Mutter Achar Shloshim. The Cheshbin, why we are Mekel, is Bepashtus because of a din of true revu, or whatever of Altanach Yadecha, because of some inyan to have children. If that's the case, so then my father has been Masada Kedushin a number of times for some of his friends in old age homes. Right? So the 97-year-old guy marries a 95-year-old girl. Right? Let's be honest. This is not a kiyum of Purushal. It's not a kiyum of Erev Altanach Yadecha. Not a kiyum of Sheves Yitzara. No? There might be a kiyum of its Usur Lishos below Isha. And there might be a kiyum of that. Am I Mako on the Isra of Usur Lishos below Isha to get married right after Shloshim to Chid Beis Chodesh? Rabbi Abakon points out that he thinks it's a machlokas between the Rush and the Ritva, and he's inclined to be Mako on this Shaila of getting married out the din of Usur Lishos below Isha. When you get married after Shloshim, are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed, right? Remember, we had in the previous siman that there's an Isser of Beis HaMishnah. So it's a little bit funny, no? I'm at my own wedding, I can't eat. Am I allowed to dance? Can I have music at my own wedding? What?
I said, I feel like
people would notice if you're not eating at your own wedding. Yeah, that's the pashtus. I mean, like,
who cares if people notice?
Who cares if people notice? But might stare the chassan. If people notice the chassan's not eating, but you're the chassan. Right? It's a kind of the pashtus is it's all going to be mutter. The question is exactly what the lumdus to be make on this is. But Five Akon has a shtickle Torah that he thinks that one of the svaras to be mekel on, let's say, Masi Yasam Yisoma, is because you're considered the Baal HaSimcha. And we have kulos of the Baal HaSimcha. So the Baal HaSimcha can be there, and the Baal HaSimcha is even allowed to eat. That's what he said by Masi Yasam Yisoma. If it's my own wedding, I'm allowed to eat, no? I'm a Baal HaSimcha. It's my own wedding, I can dance. I'm the Baal HaSimcha. That's the pashtus in these dinim. If there's a special kula of Baal HaSimcha, so then can you make a siyum during Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelos? So you can make a siyum. Can you go to someone else's siyum? I'm the Baal HaSimcha, I make a siyum. Now the Goyim Asher discusses going to a siyum Masechta. According to the Cheshvan, Baal HaSimcha, there's a difference between whether I'm making the siyum or someone else is making the siyum. Now, others have a chesh ben azay. They say that the reason why we're mekel on the music, etc., when you get married after Shloshim, is because we know that yontiv is mevatel avelos. Now, when you get married, it's a yontiv. So maybe it's mevatel avelos. So this is already in lomdus a very interesting point. The pashtus is that yontiv is mevatel avelos is like one of the Yamim Tovim Kavuim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, no? My own Yantav is that Mevat Avelos. The Pesach Tshuva here discusses. Let's say you're during Avelos, after Shloshim, so we make off you to get married. We make on you to shave to get married. After I shaved during Shloshim, am I allowed to shave afterwards? More. Do I assume that became like a yontiv? It's mevato the Yud Beis Chodesh entirely. That's a discussion in the Piskei Tshuva. Again, people who are lomdim, mamash can have so much fun with these types of dinim. There's another din Shin Sadi Beis Sif Beis, which is that Mesa Ishto, you're not allowed to get married to Gimel Regalim. This halach is not Altz Avelos. Ad avelos, this is nevi'id beis chodesh by aviv v'imai. Any other relative, a husband for a wife, has shorter avelos, only shloshim yom. The reason why you should not get married until after gimel regalim by mesa ishto is because the Gemara in Nedarim says that barosi mikem b'nei teshas hamidos, you shouldn't have shnayim b'mita. Right? If you're going to get married, and the Taz references this over here, if you get married, toif gimel regalim, you'll still be thinking of your previous wife. And Chazal say that that's not proper. So therefore, you wait for gimel regalim, because gimel regalim knocks off the amount of simcha that you have in gimel regalim, the cumulative amount of simcha, makes you forget about your previous life. If that's the case, that's out the cumulative amount of simcha. So that's why we understand why Shulchan Aruch says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur do not count as Yom Tovim. Because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't really accumulate that much simcha because you're scared. But if it's out the cumulative amount of simcha, then one can make a cheshbin, like the Dago Meravava does over here, that Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres count as separate Yomim Tovim. The Dugam Revava writes, you know, the Gemara at the beginning of Yoma and elsewhere has Pazar Kashav, that Shemini Atzeres is a Regal Bifnei Atzmai. What does Regal Bifnei Atzmai mean? So the Dugam Revava Tainas, maybe Regal Bifnei Atzmai means it counts as one of the Gimel Regalim to get married by Mesa Ishto. No? That's a wild Dugam Revava. Piskei Chum Sivkatan Aleph quotes that Reb Kiva Eger doesn't like this Dugam Revava. Let's take a step back. There's a machlokas harishonim on this Gemara, Chaf Beis, I think, about whether the din is gimel regalim or beis regalim. The pashtus is that halachi de me'amek, when I should pass in beis regalim. Why is it that we pass in shulchan aruch gimel regalim? So the pashtus is because this is not a din avelos. This is a special halacha of shelo yushnayim imo b'mita. It's not a din avelos. Nonetheless, many Acharonim say that we'll follow the psak of the Tanna Reb Yehuda, that it's Beis Regalim in cases of a Tzorech, you have a big Talmud Chacham who needs to get married, and he's too chashuv to be without a wife. Piskei Truma Sivkat Aleph has a case. So then we'll allow him to get married after Beis Regalim, those types of situations. Because in those situations, we rely on the Tanna Reb Yehuda. It's not, right? You get the impression that this shita is not entirely rejected, but in that case, Reb Kiva Eger was made after Beis Regalim. The Piskei Tshuva says it's clear that Reb Kiva Eger is not treating Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres like separate Regalim. The Taz quotes in the Sefer Aguda that even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur count as Regalim for this, against the Shulchan Aruch. This is that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do not count as Yomim Tovim. There are some Rishonim who say that the Cheshon of Gimel Regalim is Din Arichas Hazman. It's not a Din in Gimel Regalim per se. You can sometimes have a case that there's more than 12 months, but Gimel Regalim have not yet passed, no? Let's say you have an Iper Yar, and someone died, right before Shavuos, right? So you have Shavuos, you have Sukkot, let's say, Shmi Atzeres doesn't count, and then Pesach is going to be more than 12 months after Shavuos. No? In an Iber Yar. Because you have two Adars, right? So some of the Rishonim say it's within Arichus Hazman, and that's why Shmi Atzeres doesn't count. If it's within a cumulative Simcha, then the Svar would be that Shmi Atzeres does count. This halacha that we don't allow a husband to get married unless Gimel Regalim have passed, it does not apply if the husband has not been Mekayim per Revu. Some say it does not apply if the husband wants to be Mekayim the Inyan of Sheves, or the husband has little kids and needs somebody to take care of the little kids. We have all of these kulas, etc. The Ramah writes in Sif Beis that the Velt was Mako on this Shaila. Now, it's unclear what the Kula of the Velt is. In Sif Beis, you have a case of somebody whose daughter like takes care of him and washes his hair and stuff like that. So is the pshat that the Velta's maker on that? That the Velta allows this fellow who does not have a daughter to wash his hair to get married so that he'll have somebody else to wash his hair? Is that what the Velta's maker on? Or maybe the Velta is maker even if he has a daughter to wash his hair, but the Velta is maker basically on this entire din of the Gimel Regolim by Nesu'im. The Cheshmet to be maker on the Gimel Regolim by Nesu'im, these are two reads of the Ramah. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkot and Gimel, there are two ways of the Ramah, two ways to read the Ramah. When the Ramah writes, Nistabit Haminik Shirabi Mekilim Ba'inyan, does that mean that people are maker entirely, like against Shas? And people say that the whole din of Mesa Ishto, waiting Gimel Regolim, doesn't apply? Or they only make all if the guy doesn't have a daughter who could wash his hair, and it's so important to him to wash his hair. That's two ways of reading the Ramah. That's in the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkot and Gimel. The reading of the Ramah that we're making entirely is a little bit difficult because Lamaisa says it didn't Shas. Come on, Chof Beit. How can you just like throw this din of Gimel Regolim away? So the answer might be that, and the Shvus Yaakov, Pesach Tshuva just quotes the Shvus Yaakov, but he doesn't give you what the Shvus Yaakov actually says. In the Badei HaShulchan, he, Sifkot and Lamed Beis, he presents the entire Shvus Yaakov, and there are basically four reasons. Some say that the reason why we're Mako is because of the din of Shabbos, not only for Kruvu. Some say that maybe the din of Gimel Regolim only applies when someone has two wives. Then we're worried about Shnayim Imo B'mita. Some say that we're only Mekal if the husband was not with his wife for a while beforehand because she was ill. But the Pashtus is, the reason we're Mekal, and the Pesach Tshuva only quotes this last reason, is because it's a Dar Paretz. I'm worried about people being Nichshal and Averos. So that's why we're Mekal on the din of Gimel Regolim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, when Mesa Ishto, you have to wait Gimel Regolim to remarry. Nistabet Haminig, right? Not like that. The Badei HaShulchan said, Kut Lama Beis writes, you should ask a Mora Hora'a. It's like a funny type of situation. And I think Nistabet Haminig is because it's a dark parrot, so we allow people... We allow people to get married after Mesa Ishto, even Toch Gimel Regolim, even if the fellow was Mekayim Puravu, et cetera, L'cha'ora, even if you're not going to have more children, and there's no din of L'erev Atanuch Yedecha, L'cha'ora Mekel, because it's a din of Adar Parot. So these are some of the halachos I want to discuss in Simin Shin Tzadi Aleph and Simin Shin Tzadi Beis. Questions, comments, observations, jokes. Okay, Chevra, we're going to go weiter. Shkayach. Have a good day.